to let the past go. She was prickly and prideful and had a furious temper. And he knew that after having been around her for less than 3 days. Enough of this shit. He pushed to his feet and headed for the spiral staircase leading down to the main floor. Since it was a Tuesday night, the place was far from packed, but there was still a cluster of dancers sweating and grinding in the middle of the floor, and plenty of people standing around the lower bar waiting for drinks. He scanned their faces out of habit, not really expecting anything but disappointment. His gaze landed on familiar green eyes, and he stopped short. He had to be seeing things. It had happened before. He'd been sure it was her, only to approach and realize he'd been projecting her image on some other pretty brunette. But then she shook her head, like she was trying to dispel his image, and he knew. James took a step toward her, still having no fucking idea what he was going to say. She turned tail and bolted. He was giving chase before making a decision to do so. The voice of reason piped up to point out that running her down wasn't going to do a damn thing to reassure her that he wasn't up to no good. But it wasn't like he had another option at this point. She wasn't going to sit there and have a conversation with him. That didn't stop him from hauling ass through the doors and out into the street. He looked left and then caught sight of her further down the block, making impressive time considering the 6-inch spike heels on her feet.